to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and today's podcast is focused on blogging. The interview coming up is with Annabelle Candy from getinthehotspot.com, and she has some great tips about improving your blog, and she's one of a fellow Australian blogger, so it's quite exciting. First, I've got some publishing news for you and also an update on what I've been up to. So big news in the publishing industry this week, as I sit on Saturday the 11th of December. Google eBooks has finally launched, but is only available for US authors. I was quite bemused to find that even though my books are available through the Google Books program, they're now not available on Google eBooks, which is quite weird. I'll be getting my books on it as soon as I can. I suppose it will be next year when they launch globally. You know, which is fantastic when you own your own rights to your books. You can sell them anywhere through any platform, which is quite fun. This is called being nimble, which many large publishers fail to do. But anyway, from reading all the sort of blurb about Google eBooks, the difference seems to be that they're going to be multi-platform in the cloud, no specific device needed, you know, sort of unlimited supply. The video was quite good, I thought, but I'll see if they can pry my Kindle away from my sort of sweaty hands, because I love my Kindle, and yeah, I've blogged about that recently, so it'd be interesting to see whether that can change the, you know, perception of someone like me who's already sort of wedded to Amazon. And I guess I have talked about this before, but for people who are in Australia, new books are around $30 to $40. So it just makes sense to use a site like Amazon and the Kindle when books are so expensive. Anyway, it looks like independent bookstores are enthusiastic about Google eBooks. I'm not quite sure why they are, but essentially they seem to can see a future of selling books through the Google platform. So that's quite interesting. The second big thing that happened this week in publishing is Seth Godin, who is a marketing guru, who a few months ago ditched his traditional publisher to go, you know, indie publishing, has announced the Domino Project, partnering up with Amazon.com, which will be basically a new imprint that aims to get rid of the old publishing paradigm. If you Google the Domino Project and Seth Godin, you'll find the information, but essentially it's cutting out the middleman, author to reader powered by Amazon distribution and printing. And his main points are that, you know, the reader can be more connected with the author, digital products can reach people faster, and he basically just wants to move product quicker than mainstream publishers. So very interesting, go and have a look at that, the Domino Project. Also, in the last week or so, I've hit my 2-year anniversary on the blog, which is exciting. And I just found out yesterday that I'm in the finals for the Write to Done Best Blog for Writers competition. So thank you very, very much if you voted for the Creative Pen. This is pretty big for me because it's being judged by some very high profile bloggers, including Leo Babauta from Zen Habits, who got a book deal from his massively popular blog after he had over 110,000 subscribers, and also Brian Clark from Copy Blogger, who I've been reading for several years now. So both of those bloggers are kind of gurus to me, so it's exciting whether or not I actually end up in the top list. Those guys will be looking at my blog over the next few weeks and assessing it against the others on the list. The final assessment is based on quality of posts and design, frequency, reader involvement. So feel free to leave some comments on the blog if you can in the next week. That may help. You never know. Pretty much I'm very excited about that. It's kind of proof that with blogging, passion is the most important thing, and you have to really enjoy the process of blogging and be keen to do it, and also be consistent, because, you know, I've been posting every 2 to 3 days for 2 years now, which means I have a lot of I've got over 400 blog posts now, a lot of multimedia posts, so I do put in a lot of effort. And you know, clearly I've made very little money from doing that. So the reward has actually been intrinsic, as in I really enjoy doing this. I enjoy podcasting, I enjoy blogging, I enjoy doing video. So definitely, you know, consistency is critical. And I guess, you know, I do work in business. I'm a freelance IT consultant, currently working in the mining industry with my day job. And I understand how long it takes to start a new business. So I feel, you know, between 3 to 5 years is kind of normal to get a business up to making money. And so I can see that that is going to happen in the next couple of years. And the 2 years that I've spent blogging are a brilliant foundation. So I'm very excited about what's going to happen in the next, I guess in the next year. Lots of things could happen for me in the blog and with my novel coming out. So yeah, and we're going to be talking in this interview about a lot of the things that can do to improve your personal blog, but you definitely have to invest time. So I hope that you can learn from what I share, because, you know, I want to save you time and money along the way. yeah, and I really love bloggers. I really want to say that now. If you have a blog, you know, put some effort into getting to know people who are on the same level as you. So go and, you know, compare your rankings on Alexa.com. Find people who are on, you know, at the same point, who've been blogging for the same amount of time, and rise up together. That's what you really find, that you can really network with people who are at the same level as you in the blogging world. It's quite hard to pitch above your weight, you know what I mean? You know, I can't go directly and try and establish a peer relationship with someone who's been blogging for 5 years. I just can't do that because that's not where I am. So I network with people who are at my kind of level, but I've grown up with those people. So that's a really good tip, and we'll be going more into that with Annabelle. Finally, I just wanted to say I'm off to New Zealand this week, so I'll be there when you listen to this. I lived in Auckland for 7 years before I moved to Australia, so I've got lots of catching up to do with friends and family, and I hope to do a bit of video while I'm over there. I'm looking forward to having a rest. What it does mean is I have a hard deadline of this weekend to complete the edits for Pentecost before they go back to the copy editor and then onto the ebook formatter and the book designer. So very exciting, but I have this hard deadline and it's kind of looming above me. So we all have these things, I'm sure, coming up to Christmas. Okay, so on with the show, and here's the interview with Annabelle Candy. Hi everyone, welcome to the interview part of the show, and today I'm interviewing Annabelle Candy. Annabelle is a blogger, writer and speaker based in Noosa, Australia. Her website, getinthehotspot.com, offers empowering tips for life and work, particularly focusing on entrepreneurs and online business. So welcome, Annabelle.
Hi Joanna, thank you for inviting me along.
No, it's great to have you on the show. So why don't you start by telling us a bit more about your site and also how you got into it?
Okay. What happened was I was always a web designer and web copywriter in New Zealand for about 12 years. And me and my husband went overseas with our 3 kids to Costa Rica. And we didn't have any internet for a year and a half, which was great. It wasn't meant to be like that. We were supposed to work, but we didn't work in the end. We just learnt Spanish and went surfing and had a great time. Then we moved to Australia at the end of that, and we set up our same business again, basically, but a new one here in Australia. And I thought, I better find out about blogging. I'd written a manuscript or part of a manuscript when I was in Costa Rica, and I knew I needed to learn about blogging for my clients, so I set up Get in the Hotspot. And I think, like most bloggers, it kind of changed over time. I started it on Blogspot, and then I changed it to WordPress, and then I finally got my own domain name just about a year and a half ago now. Mm. So I built it up from that.
No, that's fantastic. And having a look at it, you've got really good colour scheme and a really good design. And is that because you design them yourself? I mean, you know all of those types of things.
Yeah, I don't actually do the graphic design, but we work with different graphic designers for different websites. So I work closely with a really good friend of mine to come up with a design that we like. Of course, to begin with, I had a terrible design on my blog. I think everyone does the same. They just throw something together as an experiment, So again, it took me a while before I actually got it done properly and got a special logo made and got my friends to really design a really good looking site. So
it is, it's great. So you have recently written a book on successful blogging, and you know, as I said, you've got a fantastic site. And many authors know that they have to have a blog and they have to do this stuff, but they might not be getting any traffic, they might not feel their blog's very good. So I wondered if you would give us your top three tips from your book of what people can do to have a better blog.
Okay, well, I think it's really important to make sure your blog looks good. I know everyone says content is king, and of course, you know, what you write on your blog is really important. Mm-hmm. There's so many blogs that I go to visit that you just take one look at them and you leave straight away. Mm-hmm. Because the first impression is so bad. So I think it's really important to spend time making sure people have a good first impression when they first visit your site. There's a few things which a lot of people make mistakes on, like making the column width too long so that it's unreadable for people. And people won't look at your website and think, oh, it's too hard to read, I'm going. But subconsciously, they'll be struggling to find the information that they're looking for. Maybe they don't know what the blog's about, and they'll give up. So making sure your website's clean and simple with a good first impression is really crucial. The second tip I'd give people is to just not worry about your stats to begin with. No one really is going to visit your website for the first 6 months, probably for the first year. So you need to just accept that and see it as a long-term project. If you're a writer, you obviously love writing. So I would use your blog as an excuse to practice your writing, to experiment and have fun. And I'd maybe concentrate on trying to get comments coming in to begin with. Not worry about stats, but try and get together with a blogging buddy and leave comments on their blog and ask them to leave your comments on your blog so that it looks as if people are reading your blog, because that'll encourage other people to leave comments. And the third tip then is, that's a hard one, first impression, persevering, and probably coming up with topics that people are really going to be interested in reading. I think it's quite difficult for fiction authors to know what to write about. A lot of the most successful blogs tend to be giving people information. And maybe that's something that fiction writers can do as well, is kind of to share their story about how they've evolved into becoming a writer and give people a few tips, because I think people do want that information. And if you can come up with headlines that people are going to really want to find out more about, that's going to really help you with your blog.
No, there's some really great things there. And I actually want to come back on what you said before about where you started, you know, back on a free blog and then moving things over. Because I meet a lot of authors who have, you know, a Blogspot or a WordPress.com free blog, and they want to turn it into a more professional looking site. So, you know, from your experience, what is the best way to take, you know, someone who already has a little blog and make it into a better blog?
Well, I would recommend that people use WordPress. I'm working with an author at the moment who's got her blog on Blogspot. She's got her own domain name, but we're going to try and change it over to WordPress, just because there's so much more you can do with WordPress. Having your blog hosted on your own domain name going to allow you to do whatever you want with it, basically, whereas if you're just on WordPress or Blogspot, you're stuck with those templates, and a lot of the templates are actually set up so that they're hard to read. A lot of them have the column width that's too long, for example, so there's not much you can do about that unless you set up your blog properly. And if you're a professional writer or you want to make a career out of writing, I think it's really worthwhile investing a bit of time in graphic design so that your blog looks good. You know, I think people should look at spending around $2,000 just to have a really professional-looking blog, because it's not enough anymore to have a blog. There's a few writers around like Seth Godin and Penelope Trunk who don't have their own domain name. They just have their blog on a Blogspot or Typepad. But I don't think that's going to cut the mustard anymore. No. You've got to have your own domain name, and I'd recommend WordPress.
Mm. No, that's excellent. I guess, there I also, you mentioned a bit about topics, and it's important to be, I guess, passionate about your topic, isn't it? Because so many blogs fail because of, lack of posting often because people run out of ideas. So, but what, funnily enough, one of the biggest questions I get is, well, how do I know what my passion is in order to find the right blog topic? Do you have any
Well,
tips on that?
yes, I do. It's interesting because I've got a blog post on my blog, which a friend told me to write. It's called What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do With Your Life. And it's such a common problem for people not to really know what their passion is. But I think blogging is a great way to find out what your passion is. And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'd like to do a blog, but I don't know what I should write about. And my advice is just get started. Stop now worrying about everything I've told you about the collar width. Just write. Just promise yourself you're going to write twice a week on your blog and see what happens. Almost every blogger I know has started blogging on one topic and switched to another topic later on. And I think you can see that that's what they've done. When I set up my blog, I told you I'd moved from New Zealand to Costa Rica and then Australia. So originally it was set up to help people move overseas or travel because I knew a lot of people dream of that. And obviously I know a lot about it. I've lived in, I don't know, 10 countries, maybe more. And yeah, after I wrote about that, and I had quite a good blog going. It was building up in the numbers. I had a lot of readers, or a few readers anyway, to begin with. And after about 6 months, I just got bored of it, Joanna. I was hanging around a lot in forums called Poms in Oz, for example. And I know British people who move to Australia have a real reputation for whinging and whining, just in case anyone doesn't know, they call them whinging Poms. And there were so many whinging Poms on these forums, I thought, oh, this isn't me. So I kind of changed topic and I started writing more about generally living your dream and achieving what you want out of life, succeeding in whatever it was you wanted. And then after that, it became obvious people were really interested in my experience in web design and web copywriting because so many people want to work for themselves or work online or work from home. So that's become a strong focus on my blog. But partly it's been led by my interest changing and partly by what the readers wanted as well.
No, that's great advice. Now, you've been blogging for a number of years, but you also went to Blog World earlier this year to meet some of the biggest bloggers who've been blogging for, over 5 years, I guess. They're the, some old school bloggers. So I know you've written a lot about this on your blog, but can you give us some of your biggest learnings from Blog World?
Well, it's amazing to be able to go to something like that and meet all those people who you've read about. There are some huge bloggers there who really are heroes of mine, like Leo Babauscher. And it's great to meet people like that. I suppose any author, it would be exciting to read them if you've read their stuff. And I think that the biggest tip is people say, you've been talking about your passion and talking about sincerity, I think is very important. And you can see that when you meet Leo Babauscher, he's just kind of really into the whole simple minimalist message, what he writes about. He's actually living that. He's not doing it for the money. And I think that's part of the reason for his success, definitely. Yeah. The unfortunate thing is a lot of people do start blogging because they want to make money. And one of the things that I think it was Brian Clark from Copy Blogger mentioned during one of his talks was that you have to actually focus on the money if that's the case, because blogging doesn't make you money. You need to know why you're doing it. And if you want to make money out of it, you need to work out how you're actually going to make money out of it. For writers, obviously, I think part of it's about building a profile, building a readership. A lot of writers I know use it to build confidence in their writing, and I think that's a really good idea. And it's also a brilliant way to practice your writing, because if you write every day or even every week, then your writing's definitely going to improve. And it's really great to have a blog and be able to get feedback from your readers. And we're very privileged as bloggers to be able to get that, because the typical journalist who writes for a newspaper or magazine just doesn't get the kind of input from their readers that we bloggers get.
And I guess, you know, from that, it's a lot about community, isn't it, as well? Blogging, once you are a blogger, you know, you can network with other bloggers like we're doing. And there really is a sense of community, isn't there?
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. I've met people. I didn't start my blog or get on Twitter to meet people at all, but it's become an amazing facet of my life, basically, all the relationships I've made with people. And I've met people locally, I've met people in the States, and I've actually gone on to meet them in person or talk to them on Skype. And one tip, because I know that your blog is specifically for writers, is that I've been able to connect on Twitter with some really well-known and best-selling writers. John Birmingham, I know he's local to you, and he lives in Australia. And there's Peter Moore, who's an Australian travel writer who lives in London. And recently, I just sent a tweet about Alexander McCall Smith, the author of the number one ladies detective agency. And it was literally just a tweet, but he emailed me. So he must have gone to visit my blog and then sent me an email, and we've corresponded by email. And that's, you know, I know that sounds really kind of pathetic, but it's actually really good to have these authors as your contacts, because I can keep in contact with those guys now. Maybe if I ever get around to finishing a book, I could send it to them and say, hey, do you think your agent would look at this? Can you give me any hints? Maybe if I got something published, they might read it and write the little blurb on the back cover. So it's a good thing to do. I'd recommend that to people. Mm. And it's also fun to get in touch with your heroes, and, you know, that motivates you, I think.
No, that's brilliant. And I guess that comes from profile and, you know, building something up before you approach people. That's pretty important as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why it's so important that first impression is a good one. Mm. Because I've met people on Twitter before, and then I thought, oh, you know, I'm getting on really well with them, and I'll go and have a look at their blog, and I'll be so disappointed by what I see. But because I've already been building a bit of a relationship with them on Twitter, I know they're interesting, I know they're fun, and I overlook that. But if my first contact had been through the blog, we probably wouldn't have gone anywhere at all. So it's very important to make sure your blog looks good.
Yes. Now, coming back to networking, because, you know, you're a brilliant networker, and, you know, reading about Blog World, you were just out there meeting people. And many authors and writers are quite shy. We're sort of introverts. We're not great in person often. I wondered if you had any tips.
But, you know, I went to the Pro Blogger Conference in Melbourne. He's a very famous blogger called Darren Rouse. And I knew that my readers would want to see a photo of me with Darren Rouse. Not that they've been asking for that, but I knew they'd get a kick out of it. And I got there and I felt shy, but I thought, oh, for goodness sake, I've traveled 1,400 miles. I might as well just ask them to get my photo taken. So I did, and that's pretty much my policy now. I'll just go up to people and say hi and ask if I can get my photo. I think most writers are shy, but to get over it at some point and just do it anyway. So.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's funny you saying that, because I was at the same conference as you, and I didn't ask for a photo with Darren. I'll have to do it again another time.
That's right. Yeah, no excuses. I've got loads of photos of me and Darren now. And a whole load of other people.
Yeah, okay. So one of the interesting things I think I'd like to ask you is everybody suited to blogging? Is it right for every personality type, or is there a certain type of person that does better at blogging?
Are we talking specifically about writers here?
I think writers or any, I mean, you have to write to do a blog, or you have to do video or whatever, but, you know, what are the traits of a successful blogger, I guess?
Okay, well, I think you've got to definitely like writing. If you don't like writing, there are a few other options, and podcasts, which is maybe what you're doing now, and video blogging is becoming very popular. But writing's always important, because writing will help you get search engine traffic, and people do like to read. Even if people will listen to a podcast or a video, it's always good to put up a transcription as well. So writing's pretty much key. I actually wrote a blog post on Coffee Blogger once called, I think it was the 7 Habits of Effective Bloggers. Of course, I can't remember what they are now, but probably the key one is persevering. You know, you've got to get yourself in the mindset that it's a long-term thing. Yeah, so you've just got to put yourself in the mindset that you've got to persevere with it. If you're a writer or you're a business person and you just say to yourself, right, I'm going to write 2 blog posts a week for my blog of about 1,000 words, at the end of the year, you should have, 10,000 words or something? Maybe 100,000 words on your blog, and that's huge. So it just shows that by incrementally adding to your blog little by little, you can really build up a very good body of work at the end of the year. So that's worth doing.
Hmm. No, that's great. Okay, I was just looking at your site as well, and I see that you have just done a whole stack of T-shirts with your Getting Hotspot logo. And I wanted to ask you about that because I've been thinking about doing that myself as well for the creative thing. So how did you do those T-shirts?
Well, the same friend who designed the blog and designed my logo did the T-shirts for me. And I just used Redbubble because another friend told me about that. And basically the friend who's a graphic designer just made the graphics and then you upload them to Redbubble and that's it. You can start selling them and you can choose. I didn't actually make them to sell to other people, but in the back of my mind I was thinking, oh, well, maybe some people would like them. I wanted to make them a bit fun and funky. So that's why I've got the slogan, Seriously Hot Tips, on there. And then there's some that just say Seriously Hot, because part of my blog is about making boring things like success or internet marketing fun, because I think it helps people learn quicker, and I think they're more likely to come back to your website again if they enjoy themselves there. And there's no reason why business or success or internet marketing has to be boring. So that's what I try and do with my T-shirts, and it's quite nice wearing them. Some people are too polite to say anything, but other people have a good laugh about my seriously hot tip. And, it's quite an interesting exercise in personal branding, actually, because, you know, you were talking about how writers are quite shy and they don't like to go up to people and introduce themselves. And it's a great talking, having a T-shirt like that, and even just going around my local town, taking the kids to the swimming lessons, people will ask me about it. So it's a nice chance for me to talk about my blog and explain it to people who don't even know what a blog is yet, because I'm pretty much surrounded by people like that.
Yeah. No, I think that's great, and I'm definitely going to go Redbubble for those listeners to make your own T-shirts. Basically, print-on-demand T-shirts, isn't it? You don't have to buy them up front.
No, so it's really good. So they only cost $20 as well, and they're nice, good quality cotton T-shirts. I think they're a very good deal. If you're doing it as a business venture, you can make money out of them by selling them at a slightly higher price. Or you could just sell them at the cost price so you don't make any money, but you can get them for your friends and family or give them away as prizes in competitions and things. So thanks to loyal readers. That's something I've been meaning to do, actually.
That's great. I love that. So we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, because your site has a lot of motivational advice on living your dreams and achieving your goals. And, you know, as you said, you're sort of this fun, relentlessly positive person.
I try to say.
No, you definitely are. I feel that you are. That's the vibe I get from you and your writing and your style. So I wondered if you could just, talk a bit more about the mindset of successful online business and blogging, because it's a long haul, isn't it?
It is a long haul. I think it's really important to find some other fun people to hang out with. I mentioned earlier getting a blogging buddy, and a lot of people actually get together with a group of bloggers, and you just basically help each other out by visiting each other's sites and leaving comments on each other's sites. It's really that simple. In the beginning, I didn't know anything about blogging, but I was very lucky. I had one friend from Costa Rica who read every single blog post I wrote and left me a comment every time. So that really motivated me to keep writing as the best writing I could and the most interesting articles, because I knew that she was, at least my this one friend was going to be reading it. And that really helped me stay motivated. I also use Twitter to stay motivated. A lot of people think it's a waste of time, but I noticed, I was talking about John Birmingham earlier, and I noticed him tweeting all the time about how many words he'd written that morning. He's incredibly prolific. So we're trying to have writing races with him and keep up with his writing. It's impossible, but it made me write more than I would have without him. And I guess maybe I'm not that motivated myself. I have to use all these little motivational tips myself to keep myself doing things. And, you know, the tip about just saying, right, I'm going to write 1,000 words twice a week. That's what I did in Costa Rica to get my manuscript done, basically. Because if you parcel things up into small categories, it becomes much easier. If you say, okay, I've got to write a 100,000 word book this year, it seems an impossible task. But if you just kind of divide it up into, you know, 4 blocks of 1,000 words every week, then you might be able to get it done much quicker.
Yeah, excellent. Now we are coming up to the new year, which is an exciting time. And I wondered, what is next for you in 2011? Have you got some big goals for the blog?
I don't know what my goals are yet, Joanna. I'm going to think about it over Christmas and New Year. But at the moment, I seem to have got 2 websites. My first love, I mean, it's definitely writing. And the website design and web copywriting is how I make my money. But I really want to write some of my travel stories down. So I'm thinking about, because I now own the successfulblogging.com domain name, which is where I sell my book, Successful Blogging in 12 Simple Steps. I'm thinking about putting all of my tips about blogging and website design on that website and maybe making In the Hot Spot more for my travel stories. So more a bit of a personal writing adventure, basically, and just not worrying about who visits or how many people visit, just having fun with that. So going back to making blogging a creative outlet for myself, or separating the two things out.
Yeah, I love that because it's, you know, as we said, blogging doesn't necessarily make you any money, or it generally doesn't make you any money. And so you've got to love it. You've got to be passionate about actually blogging and having itself as a reward so that you carry on wanting to do it. So it sounds like that's where you're heading.
Definitely, yeah. I think, you know, they say you can't please all the people all the time. And I think a lot of people follow my blog because they like my travel stories and my, you know, they know that I've traveled around the world. And they want to hear more about that. But I feel like I need to keep writing the web design and the blogging tips. So it would be great if I could separate the two things out. Say, okay, this is where I tell you my crazy travel stories. The blogging and writing tips are all over here. That would be nice.
That sounds great. So where can people find you online?
At getinthehotspot.com.
And that's also, you're on Twitter as well and on Facebook.
Oh yes, I'm getting the hotspot on Twitter and getting the hotspot on Facebook. And then there's the successfulblogging.com website as well, where you can buy my book.
That's great. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Annabelle. That was just brilliant.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you, Joanna. Thanks for getting in touch with me.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time!